Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
Sarah clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy hump day, everyone. I didn't realize it was going to rain overnight. Left my window down last night, Steve.
So how bad is it for you? Does it get in?
It got in. It wasn't terrible, but it caused a bit of a kerfuffle in my morning routine. So, of course, I had to take a towel out there, and I'm toweling off my seat. And then I left all of my little snackies and, like, food and breakfast items sitting on the counter because I was so focused on trying to dry my car off. So I'm going to have to eat your guys' food this morning.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll share half of my protein bar with you.
What's your protein bar? Let's see.
Today is a peanut butter and jelly flavored protein bar.
Oh, I'll take half of that in a second.
Check out that bad boy.
Oh, you're going to have to split that into thirds now.
Son of a bitch. No. Should have brought an extra one in for the rest of us.
But I don't have, like, a sunroof anymore, but I remember doing that a couple times back in the day, leaving your car's sunroof open.
You did?
Yes.
You were that person?
Yes, I'm an idiot.
Also, yeah, I was going to say that's what I was going to call you, but I went with that person.
I also had left it open a few times, and then there was like a spider web in my car in the morning, you know, and then there's no spider in it, so then you're like, I have to burn this car now. I can't ever drive it again.
Why are you leaving your windows open?
So I just forget sometimes, Daniel. See, I call you Daniel sometimes when I'm frustrated.
It's not Danny's fault that you're an idiot.
I'm a space cadet.
You really are. Do you get all thrown off when, like, your routine is messed up? Like, does it just send you down a downward spiral? Because
I'm very type A, so yes.
Okay, because I'm not that way with much. Like, usually I'm like, whatever, go with the flow. But in the mornings, if you throw something, because I know I wake up at this certain time because I don't want to wake up super early and afford myself all this extra time.
No.
So it was yesterday when I was trying to get out of the house, and my wife wakes up because the new dog woke up and had to go to bed. And she said, can you take the other dog out to go to the bathroom? I'm like, I got a job to do. I'm like, this literally took an extra 2 minutes of my morning, but it just sent me down a downward spiral that probably mentally just added another 20 minutes of stress to me.
When you get up as early as we do, and I know a lot of people do, 2 minutes is like an eternity.
Yes.
It really is. Every second counts. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's National Waitstaff Day. So if you're not... if you're just a good person, continue to be a good person and wait. If you're typically a douche, how about not being a douche today?
Yeah, step it up.
Were you ever a waitress?
No. I worked at a coffee stand once for like second, and I was not cut out for that.
So I was a busboy and then worked fast food. I never really was an actual waiter. Like, I didn't go over and bring people meals. Danny, were you ever?
No, the most I did was catering, which was kind of, you know, you would bring drinks and stuff, but it wasn't like full-on waiter.
All right, so we've all kind of done a little bit in the service thing, because there was a recent study that was asking a bunch of people in the waitstaff industry some certain questions, and I want to see if you guys know what they would probably say or if you would have done something differently. One of the questions was, have you ever eaten food off of a customer's plate?
Oh,
I have.
You have?
Yes.
What was it?
It was spaghetti.
It
was an Italian food place. I was a busboy. So, I mean, sometimes they would bring the food back, and I'd just like, oh, dude, I was just in my 20s. I just moved out here. I had no money.
No, same. It was the same with catering. It was like, we do a wedding, and I would walk back, and there's like a chicken strip left. I'm eating that. If it hadn't been touched, I'm eating it.
But I give myself, I'm acting like it was when I was young and broke. I mean, even when I was older and dumber in the hotels, I would just walk by and eat people's food outside of their door.
Oh, my God.
If they didn't finish their chicken wings. All right, how about have you ever dated or hooked up with, it says a cook, but anybody?
Yeah.
You have.
My old boss, yeah.
Ladies man Danny over here. Shockingly, I have not.
No, I don't think I have either.
Have you ever given somebody free food or free drink because you thought they were cute?
I mean, when I worked at the car wash, I gave out a lot of free car washes to cute people.
I give a lot of free smoothies out, Steve.
I didn't give any free food with this one, but I remember when I was working at a man, this is, I'm just totally incriminating myself, but I worked at a place like a Walmart. It was called Ames. And if it was like a hot chick that was buying stuff, I would just forget to ring some of her stuff up. Not tell her. Like, I don't know if you would maybe get back to her house and be like, wow, I got this fan for free. I should go back and have sex with the guy who was the cashier.
How many times did that work out for you?
Never. And this one always will freak people out. Have you ever retaliated against a rude customer?
No.
I don't think I ever did.
We did.
Yeah.
At the fast food place, if you were being a douche to us, like sometimes we would drop hot dogs on the floor and we would put them to the side, and those were for the douchey customers.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, how about them Seattle Mariners, man? Pitching was great. Bats were not alive yesterday. The freaking Chicago White Sox stink. They just signed this pitcher, I think yesterday, Adrian Hauser, and he pitches a gem, ends up helping the White Sox beat the Mariners 1-0. That's all right. You know, you can't win them all, but you would hope that you would be able to beat the White Sox nonstop because they're just a bad team, and they're back at it this afternoon.
Beat the Pope's team.
Oh, that's right. Maybe that's why they didn't want to win all the games.
Right.
Just stay in the,
be kind to the new Pope.
Stay in the Pope's good graces.
Seattle has this new permit program that they're doing to kind of support the music scene in our area. They're going to have reserved priority parking for musicians at places like the Crocodile. So they're not like circling and circling and trying to find a place. And there's no alley spots.
Where was this in the 2000s when I was playing at the Crocodile and I'd have to do that? Man, it was the worst trying to find a spot around there.
They're also talking about hearing protection awareness campaigns. They want to try to promote audience safety. I can tell you, I don't think I've ever worn earplugs to a concert. And my hearing is so bad.
I always bring them and then they stay in my back pocket.
I even bought those like fancy cool ones that are supposed to like, you know, dampen the sound a little bit but still give you the experience. I've never worn them.
What are they called, like the eargasms?
Yes, eargasms.
I have those as well.
Yeah.
Do they work?
I mean, when I remember them.
I would use them when I play music and I did notice a difference. Like something like that. It wasn't that brand, but like it would definitely not muffle everything. So you'd still get a little bit of the high-end frequencies, but when I'm going to see a show, that's the last thing I even think about. And I know I'm an idiot for that.
Ears ringing every time.
Now, can I pretend to be a musician to get some free parking? Is that
sure.
I'll just keep a
lanyard?
I'll just keep a snare drum in my car, put it in the passenger seat. Like, oh, this guy's clearly playing at the Crocodile. Let him park here for free.
I think it's a good idea.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to have a little bit more rain today. So make sure you put your sunroof in the closed position. 62 degrees will be our high. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show. Daily Migs Show.
Last night, Steve Migs, you had a daddy-daughter evening, and you guys did what a lot of people do in May, and that is watch Christmas movies, of course.
Of course. That's five-year-old logic right there.
Uh-huh.
Plus, learn something new about one of the grandparents, thanks to this movie that we watched.
You're going
to
tell us all about it at 6:20.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, Steve Migs, you and your daughter Tatum had a daddy-daughter night.
Yes, mom had some stuff to do, so it's just like, and shockingly, Tatum's like, I want to stay home with dad, and I'm like, let's go.
Look at you, winning.
I was so fired up, and I'm like, well, what do you want to do? She's like, want to watch a movie? I'm like, make some popcorn, watch a movie. You know what movie she wanted to watch just in time for the summer season? The Grinch. Yes.
Which version?
We ended up going with the Grinch most recent version.
I love that. I feel like we always call it the new one, and it's like 8 years old or something.
Even Tatum's like, I want to watch the new one, Daddy. I'm like, okay, yeah. It's
brand new, hot off the presses.
It just came out last week. So here we are on the couch, and I'm just asking her why we're watching the Grinch.
I think this is cool. We're doing a Grinch night.
Yeah.
And what are we doing in the Grinch night? Are we eating popcorn?
Yeah.
You got all your Grinch stuffies?
Yeah.
We have a lot of Grinch stuffies, I realize. After her birthday party, everybody bought her a Grinch stuffy. So our entire couch is covered with Grinch stuffies, Grinch blankets. We're enjoying some lumberjack popcorn, the pop kind. We put it through the hot air popper. Oh, it was, I was loving life.
Yeah. I'm wearing my Grinch pants, and what are you wearing?
Grinch 90.
Yep.
All right, she was being entertained by the movie, so I had to stop talking to her. But then I had to ask her, like, why do you like this Grinch movie so much?
What is it about the Grinch that you love so much?
I like when he dresses up as Santa. I like when he's still mean and dresses up as Santa. And then when he turns nice, it's like how he's nice.
Oh, spoiler alert, in case anyone hasn't watched the new Grinch. She's kind of giving away the entire premise of the film.
The whole plot.
Yeah.
How he's nice and at that part.
That's pretty cool.
Now, then he comes to Sandy Lou's house.
Yes.
I like that part.
Which of all the Grinch movies is your favorite?
I think I like the real one and that one.
Oh, so the Jim Carrey one, the real one, and then the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't mess around with the old
no.
one. Yeah, why bother?
Only every couple of years.
And I love that the Jim Carrey one is the real one because she believes that it's like a real movie. It's like a documentary.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What did you learn today about Grandpa?
He doesn't like the Grinch because his fingers are so long.
Because they're hairy?
Yeah. He said Grandma's toes are long.
Did you say Grandma's toes are long?
I mean hairy.
Yeah, he did say that.
That's mean.
No, see, he was just joking.
Yeah, but that was mean.
And that went on for a while. I had to tell her. Grandpa's just messing around. He was just trolling Grandma, saying she has hairy feet.
Oh,
really, he's not
no.
being mean.
So your father-in-law's not a foot person?
Clearly not. Like feet. And though he told her, he's like, yeah, I don't like the Grinch because he freaks me out because of his long, hairy fingers. Yeah.
Some people are into long, hairy fingers, Steve.
Well, Grandpa's not.
What about you, though? Is there a movie that maybe freaked you out, kind of like Grandpa's freaked out by the Grinch?
I mean, definitely the dumb horror film, The Ghoulies, for a long time. It was a really bad, like B, maybe even C level film about these little trolly creatures that came out of the toilet bowl. So for the longest time, I'm talking like, you know, like 12, 13 years old, I was scared to go into the bathroom because I was like expecting that the Ghoulies were going to pop out and bite my butt. What about you?
I mean, I still remember seeing, like, my very first R-rated movie back in the day was The Rock. And there was, like, a scene where there was, like a knife ended up in the neck. Or
oh,
something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking
yes.
about? And that, I, like, couldn't unsee that for years. It really rocked my world when I was younger.
What are you, Dan?
Oh, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
which
yeah.
part?
All of it.
But yeah. honestly, like
the monkeys.
It was the Wicked Witch of the West. But honestly, like even like the lion, because it was just like he looked like a lion, but he looked like a man. And so it just like scared me. I could not watch that movie for the longest time.
I do also have one that's not a movie, but it's music. I remember being a kid and getting Motley Crue's record, Shout at the Devil, and being so excited to listen to it. Do you remember the beginning?
No.
I swear, I thought I was going to hell when I was listening to this. I'm like, oh, my parents better not hear me listening to this. My grandma especially, because she was very religious. And I'm like, I think I'm being summoned to hell.
Oh, no.
It's amazing. Right? Okay, I'm getting freaked out now just listening to it.
You need a hug?
Yeah, I need to skip that part.
Rockaholics, what about you? What movie freaked you out? Or maybe not even a movie. Any form of entertainment. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. Tatum's grandpa has a weird fear of the Grinch. Now, what about you? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Whitesnake. What movie, or really any form of entertainment, totally freaked you out? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who was traumatized by a movie they watched when they were five.
Five.
That most of us probably watched when we were a little bit older.
Okay.
But first, let's...
Faces of Death.
Let's chat with Brad from Port Orchard. Brad, what movie or any form of entertainment totally freaked you out?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, but the Damien Omen.
Yeah...
Okay, I just had to Google search it again.
Scared the crap out of me.
The kid was so freaky looking.
Yeah, yep.
I mean,
do you think when the parents had that child as he got older, like, oh, we need to get him into Hollywood. He'll be perfect for horror films.
Something, yeah, he was freaky.
And then you get typecast as, like, the freaky kid for the rest of your life after that?
It's kind of a... It's kind of bittersweet because you're like, hey, I'm acting, but I'm also acting because people think I'm just like the spawn of the devil.
Oh, 206-803-ROCK. Tracy and Graham, what movie or any form of entertainment totally freaked you out?
All right, so when I was five, my brothers were much older than me, 7 and 10 years older than me, and they were babysitting and put on Friday the 13th. And to this day, that movie just scares me to my core, and my whole family knows this. They think it's so funny, and when my son was in high school a few years ago, I was in bed, and I had my window cracked, and he was walking home from a friend's, and he's outside going,
no.
You are such a brat.
So even your kid is trolling you.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They think it's the best thing ever to scare mom.
But the funny thing is, it's like the first movie, I mean, it got campy as it went along, but that first movie was a psychological mess. That would mess with your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never let it go. I can't.
Well, Tracy, it makes you feel any better. My brother also did the same thing. He found great humor in making me watch some horror films, and the Faces of Death series and other horror films as well. I think that's part of why I don't like horror films. I'm not like... like scarred emotionally from it, but I just don't vibe with them.
You know, I'm not that kind of older sibling. I never did that to my younger sibling, Steve. I'm sure of it.
I can smell some sarcasm coming out of that voice.
206-803-ROCK. Casey is on I-5. What movie or any form of entertainment totally freaked you out?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
This is pretty messed up. So I'm at my half-sister's dad's house in Bonnie Lake in the middle of an open area. It's a single wide trailer. We're watching Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, in the middle of a huge storm, and everybody decides to go to bed. And I'm one of those guys where I'm like, I got to finish watching this. And so I'm like 11, and I'm watching this, and it's almost over. I'm like, oh, man, finally it's done. And then the ending happens. I don't, you know, for those who may not have seen it, when she goes back through the door window, I'm like, whoa. So to this day, I'm like, I can't watch that movie.
Yeah, good luck going to bed after that.
Yeah, I think I was up for 2 days. Yeah.
Oh,
no way.
No. And plus, you add a storm to it. Like, yeah. I love a good storm, but if there's a scary movie on, that storm is not helpful at all.
I remember when I wasn't a kid, I was a grown man, and I remember getting stoned and watching the Blair Witch Project, which I've already seen. And I was like, I love the movie in the theaters. I thought it was fantastic. I love the lore behind it. I got stoned. And I got it on DVD. And I'm like, I should watch it. That'll be a lot of fun. Watching it by myself, that scene where the dude's staring at the wall by, like, you know, in the corner.
No. Oh, no.
I had to turn it off. I'm like, I can't handle this.
206-803-ROCK. Andrew from Seattle. What movie or any form of entertainment freaked you out?
So there's two, actually. The first one was I was 5. And my step-grandmother thought it'd be a great idea to watch Terminator 2, which, I mean, it's not a bad idea. I've since watched it, and it's, you know, an amazing movie. But the music still kind of freaks me out, but it was the playground scene. Like, as a 5-year-old, seeing that was kind of traumatizing. And my parents, to this day, tell me, like, I was having nightmares for weeks after that.
Well, then I hate to ask, because I mean, I've seen the movie a bunch of times. I can't remember what happened in the playground scene.
The nuclear explosion.
Oh,
with the skeleton on the fence.
That's right.
And the kids that got vaporized.
I remembered it. I just wanted you to repeat. No, I'm kidding. I didn't remember it, and I realized when I asked it, I'm like, wait, he said he's still traumatized by it, and I'm asking him to relive it, and I can hear it in his voice. I'm like, I'm such a D-bag. I'm sorry.
That's very nice of you to do, Steve.
Yeah, I'm the best.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like to traumatize Steve Migs by beating him this morning? He's got a current record of 163 wins, 58 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.